All right, let's get to the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who we'll put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shot caller last. And who'd you get?
I got myself.
Okay. Oh.
That's me.
All right. Brooke's grabbing the shot caller while she puts that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shot caller question of the day.
Yeah, this is a tough one this morning, so you guys are going to want to listen closely.
But they're always tough.
No, he's just trying to make us listen.
The tradition of eating sweet treats on Halloween goes way back to colonial America. Back then, part of the Halloween tradition involved baking a giant cake, and then the baker would put various objects inside the pastry to help tell the future. However, there was one particular item that was considered bad luck. If you bit into your slice of cake and found this item inside, it was believed you would have no luck romantically for a whole year. What item was it?
God, that sounds so gross, biting into items and a cake.
Yeah, that aren't edible.
Okay. My first thought is a screw, because you're screwed. Maybe that's where that term came from.
Interesting theory.
Or
back in colonial America. Yeah. Think about life back then and like jobs and what people would think was good and bad.
They had cool cars.
Yeah.
What cars?
No.
I was joking. They didn't actually have cars.
Yeah, the Jeep Patriot. That's where it comes
from. Yeah, exactly. Read the question one more time.
Did you know that eating sweet treats on Halloween is a tradition that goes back to colonial America? Back then, part of the tradition involved baking a giant cake, and the baker would put various objects inside to tell the future. There was one particular item, though, that was considered bad luck. If you bit into your cake and found this item inside, you would have no luck romantically for a year. What item was it?
What if they just, like, left the spoon or one of the utensils from making the cake in?
Yeah, I mean, that could be. You bit into the spoon. That's pretty a big item. Like, you think that it would be hard to, like, cut a cake and it's that big of an item. I'm trying to think of things that are bad luck, like black cats or the number 13 or
the mirror.
Nails of a
piece of glass.
Right.
Small shard of glass. Yeah. Now you don't get to have sex.
Yeah. Internal bleeding.
It's a broken mirror. It's bad luck.
Or something that would be a romantic thing, like maybe it was a flower that they put in there. It was like
a petal?
Yeah, like a wilted rose. I guess I'm gonna go with nail.
A nail?
Yeah, because I don't think they didn't have screws back then, so I'm going with a nail. You got nailed.
Back in colonial America, it was a yearly tradition to bake a giant Halloween cake with various things hidden inside to tell the future. But there was one particular item that was considered bad luck. At that time, the town's seamstresses were usually old, lonely widows. Mm. So it was considered a very dark omen to bite into a Halloween cake and find a thimble hidden inside of it.
I thought you were going to say needle. I'm like, that is messed up.
I thought so, too.
A needle.
Or you got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Thriller by Michael Jackson. So lyrics for that. And you can sing whenever you're ready.
Because this is Thriller. Thriller night. And no one's going to save you from the beast about to strike. You know it's Thriller. Thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight.
I'm trying to shock you, but I don't think it's touching your neck. There it goes. Okay, sweet. Got it.
Yeah.
We will see you tomorrow. Today's show was produced by Steve Blow Pop Boyd and Jeff Pop DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.